Okay, so today, guys, we have a awesome share. I just want to let you know if you're listening to this, I am having issues with my microphone. So if I drop in the middle and the recording stops, I'll restart a new recording. So if you're getting this in two parts, you know what happened. Today, you guys are going to really enjoy it. It's going to be one of those shiurim that you know exactly what he's talking about. Let's get started. The learning today should be Chusi Lanishma Satyachav for an Yitzhak Chaim Menachem for as well as a for all those in a Makam Sakonet, so all those risking their lives to protect it. So we're not gonna I'll let you know when we're up to the stuff that I think you're gonna like. So don't hold me to it when we start, all right? We're starting the topic of Derech Eretz. He says like this. He's talking about how to act socially. He says, "Derech Eretz Rabu Sifah V'Pratav." There's a lot of categories and particulars related to having Derech Eretz, which he teaches it as common courtesy, but in general, it's a way to behave. Tyras Derech Eretz Arukah Me'eresh. It's longer than the earth. The aspects of it. Halo Hiksuva B'Divrei Chazal Masechtas Derech Eretz. Chazal wrote an entire sefer on it. The Masechtas Derech Eretz. Right? We have Masechtas Avos, a entire Masechta discussing how the appropriate way to behave. It says there, you find this also in the words of Musar. At the end of Reishis Chachma, Shnei Luchos Habris, Sefer Shevet Musar, Bitzavayis, HaMechunas, Rebelezer, right? All these various forms. The point is that the whole, most of Musar is dedicated to a proper way to act. Whoever wants life, Yilmad Chippus, Mechippus, Lishmas Derech Etzchayim. He's going to diligently learn how to follow to the last detail the tree of life. Kibbe Emes Amru Chazal say Derech Eretz Kadma L'Tayra, that you need Derech Eretz before Tayra. You have to learn Tayra in a way that molds a person's actions. Because if you are not going to practice Derech Eretz, then a couple of things are going to happen, even though you're involved in Tayra. Number one, you're going to create a Chilul Hashem. That people are going to say, is this how a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah, acts? Number two, you're not going to learn Torah properly because part of Derech Eretz is being an anav and lowering yourself to accept from others and pushing away embarrassment so that you ask questions. You're not going to learn properly if you're not practicing Derech Eretz. And then thirdly, is that Torah itself teaches Derech Eretz. And so if you're not practicing Derech Eretz, then you yourself are not keeping parts of the Torah. Ubeprat Misha who began the Talmud Chacham. This is true for someone who considered as a Talmud Chacham and aimed by Derech Eretz, raise a Mechal Hashem Yasa Torah. You are Mechal Hashem because people expect, based on the amount of learning that you do and your knowledge, that you act a certain way. And when you don't, it causes people to say Chalila, that, to speak on you and then to have an opinion on God as well. And we're familiar with the famous Maamar in Avos that when people are happy with you, it's a sign that Hashem is happy with you. And he says this is basically the principle of Derech Eretz, is that a person should do what's good and proper in the eyes of God and in man. So on the surface, it sounds like do whatever you need to do to get people to like you, to get people to be pleased with you. So push aside your own desires and your own wants and try to align it with what other people want. You should always, so to speak, see the other's point of view and try to make your, like, sort of change your mindset to be aligned with others. And you know that you should know that no matter how much a person studies the halachas of Derech Eretz, that you haven't fulfilled your obligation unless you know every single situation and can understand what to do. Now, the point is, what he's getting at here is what we commonly call nowadays the fifth Shulchan Aruch. The fifth Shulchan Aruch, which is, well, what do you do? I'll give you an example. What do you do if you have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah and we teach our kids Talmud Torah is keneged kulam? It's the most important thing. And so, what happens if a guy's in kollel and his wife is sick and she needs help and the kids are going crazy and the guy has to get back to kollel and he tells his wife, sorry, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, right? So, there you need like a fifth Shulchan Aruch to tell you that that's not what God wants. Or if you have a guy who says, tefillah betzibur is so important that, it's I've my whole life I did tefillah betzibur, I never missed. And then comes along COVID, and you have Rabbanim that say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now doesn't want you to daven with Minyan. And you say, well, what do you mean? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say about Minyan, right? So again, that's where you need a Shulchan Aruch. You need to understand the proper way to act. And that's what he's saying. You're not, basically, you're not there until you understand how in every situation you need to act. Ki elu dvarim she'en lahem shir. This is something that has no rule. There's no. The fish Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a start and an end. It's always evolving based on a person's situation. Rak hakol lefi ha-makom, it depends on the place. Well, lefi ha-zman, it depends on the time. Well, lefi mashu adam, it depends on the person, right? Who you're dealing with? Who's the personality on the other side? Sarech nisnayim kol echad al pini doy. So you have to act differently depending on the circumstance. Right? And try to align with others as long as it doesn't go keneged Hashem. Now here's the part that I said you guys will love. It says like this: Person always has to be fond of maybe. What does that mean? It means that you gotta always be thinking of others. Maybe I'm burdening my friend in some way. Now the way I would say this is, you gotta read the room. You gotta read the room sometimes to know. Sometimes you're giving a great share, and the olam wants you to go longer. Sometimes the oilam's on shpilkis and you need to go shorter. You have to read the room. And he says here, let your feet be scarce in your friend's house. What does that mean? It means don't be a Kramer in Seinfeld and show up every episode in your neighbor's house. Don't be a Ben Bias by someone else. Because there are times when you think, well, I'm coming there to honor my friend, right? I tell you, Tzvi, I want to come visit you at work. David, I'm coming to your work. And I come to your work. Why? I want to be mechabed you. I want you to feel that I'm machshev you and you're a great person. And what are you thinking about? When is Stern going to leave my office? I got to get work done, right? I'm coming and I'm thinking I have great, great ideas, great machshavas, but I'm not reading the room. I don't know what you're really thinking. What are you thinking? When is this guy going to get out of here? When is he going to leave? I have a lot of work. I can't get my work done because this guy is hacking me a chaynik. And here he goes even further. Great examples here. He says sometimes what you're saying is even a bigger burden than you being there. It gives you examples. You're complaining. Great. I don't get enough complaints. I got to hear your problems. Like you're throwing out a bunch of firecrackers at someone to bother him. You're going on forever on this long-winded conversation. You have to share with me what's bothering you, and it's taking you 30 minutes when, you're making a meeting when it could have been an email. You're trying to bother me for personal information, right? So forget about the fact that I don't want you here, but what you're saying or what you're trying to accomplish here is even more bothersome than your physical presence. So knowing this, every person has to act with knowledge. He says he's going to give you a piece of advice, and I will tell you, great piece of advice if you take nothing else from Pelley Yoetz, take this. He says here, speak short, speak concise, so that you don't turn other people off. He says, what's the worst that's going to happen? He says, even if you're a public speaker, you should always make sure you don't speak too long and inconvenience your audience. Speak less words. The one who listens will hear them, right? Well, it's always easier to hear when the person isn't going on forever. And he says here, what's the worst that's going to happen? You didn't go long enough? He says, better that they say of you, Kama Kitzron, who's there. This guy, he's gets finished too quickly. How long does this guy talk? This guy drays and schleps. He says to be short and to shorten things is a acceptable currency in our times. Now he's talking 200 years ago, and you have to now take for account for inflation, which means the value of time has gone up, and therefore the value of our attention spans have gone down. So lightheartedly, he takes a phrase from Sefer Rus, where Boaz comes to the guys who are Koitzrim were the guys who are harvesting, and he says to the Koitzrim, Hashem imachem, Hashem should be with you. So a play on words, he says Koitzrim, people who shorten their words, Hashem imachem, Hashem will be with you. So that's the concept here, is to basically less is more. Don't feel you have to say everything. Don't feel you have to tell everyone your problems. You have to read the room. There are times where it is appropriate, okay? And there are times where someone does want to hear and someone is interested, but you have to read the room. Sometimes you're being a burden on someone and he says, and it's very aggravating. And sometimes the content of what you're saying is even harsher than you actually being there. So that's the concept. Better to shorten and go too short than to lengthen it and get people angry and upset. All right, let's stop the recording here.